Blog Talk Radio.
For Christ Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning, and we're talking about the blessings of God, part two, the truth untold. The blessings of God, part two, the truth untold. Amen. We're going to go directly to our devotional scripture reading on this morning. Amen. Coming from Matthew, amen, chapter 6, verse 19 through 20, and it reads as follows. Lay up for yourselves treasures up, lay not up for yourselves treasures up on earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, and there thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your knowledge and understanding of your word. Father, we just ask that you would continue to give this knowledge, Father, to those that desire of it. Father, we just thank you for all that what we call blessings, your eulogios and your macarios. Father, we just thank you for that you are speaking well for us in heaven at this hour, amen, and that you have made our lives happy by calling us to your marvelous light. Oh God, we just thank you. We magnify you. And we glorify your mighty name for the truth. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning, amen, and hopefully you have heard a little bit of part one by now, and that you know that blessings or blessed or blessed means in the New Testament has a basic of two words which come from eulogio and Macarius, amen. Eulogio, meaning to speak well of, amen. And Macarius, mean to be happy or fortunate? Amen. Since we know the meaning of these words at this hour and now, amen, we're going to move up into the scripture and go back, amen, to Matthew chapter 5. Amen. In Matthew chapter 5, starting with the first verse, amen, the scripture reads as follows. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and he began to, and he was set. His disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them. The scriptures say he taught them. Amen. He just didn't open his mouth. He say he taught them, pertaining to the word of God. Amen. He told them in verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So he's saying, happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4 says, happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen. Verse 5 says, happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6 says, happy are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Verse 7 said, happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Ooh, God. Verse 8 reads, happy are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9 says, happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Verse 10, happy are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, happy are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Amen. I wish you. Amen. 3 to 11, replacing the word with the meaning which is happy. Amen. And we got a full understanding of what he's talking about. Amen. I just want to go back over this 11th verse. Amen. Amen. The scripture says it is, listen to what he said in this 11th verse. He said, blessed are ye, happy are ye. You blessed, you are happy are ye when men shall revile you. Amen. And persecute you. Revile you and persecute you. Revile you and persecute you. Amen. And shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. This is vice versa of what people think in their mind that God wants for their lives. Amen. A lot of individuals think that we're supposed to have a great relationship with everybody. No, no, no. If you are a true Christian, giving God's word, amen, pricking people's hearts, amen, Amen. People are going to come after you. Amen. Can I get a witness here? I mean, they're going to actually come after you because of the work you're doing for Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. There's not in the Bible where Christ said that you're going to be liked by all people. No, you're going to be hated. Amen. Because of the work of the ministry. Amen. And he said you're going to be hated for his sake. Not that you all of that and you all of this. You're going to be hated for his sake. You're giving the word of God and you're giving the truth, and people don't want to hear the truth. Amen. Sorry to say, people today do not want to hear the truth. They rather hear a lie than the truth. Amen. I'm talking about the blessings of God, part two, the truth untold. And truly, it's untold. Amen. If you think, amen, that you are going to get all of these goods, amen, if you think you're going to get all of this fame and this money, oh God, this is not the gospel of Christ that told you this. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the gospel of Jezebel. Oh, y'all ain't hearing it. The gospel of Balaam. Amen. Oh God, that told you these things, and they coming straight forward from the pulpit. We need to make up our mind as a church, as a people, amen, what we want to do, who we want to serve, amen. You're going to either serve God or you're going to either serve the devil. Who we going to serve today? We need to make up our mind and tell the truth. Amen. Oh, God, make up our mind. Amen. And when we make up our mind, we can tell the truth about who we really want to serve. Amen. Amen. God is good, church. All we have to do is to be able to sit down and read God's word, that we may understand God's word and not be deceived pertaining to, amen, God's word, because God's word is right here, right before us, that we should not ask or want anyone, amen, to acknowledge it before us. We got it right before us. Let us study it. Let us understand it. Let us take hold of it. Amen. And enter into righteousness with it. Amen. Hallelujah. That we may be able to understand what God is truly saying pertaining to our lives. Amen. Back again, when I can go back to Luke chapter 5. Amen. When I go back to Luke chapter 5, and I'm giving you all the words that start with blessing, which means happy, amen, and I give you these woes that Luke talk about after he speaks pertaining to happiness, amen. When you're looking for identification or definition of the word, amen, you go to the Gnostics, which is the four gospels, and you identify each other with them, with one another, amen. Chapter 5 of Luke, Amen. Verse 25 says, woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. They spoke well of them before they killed them. Can I get a witness here? They killed all the prophets that God sent to them, including Jesus himself. They're going to try to kill us too, amen. Can I get a witness here? For telling them the truth, amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I said they're going to do the same with us. Amen. If we don't watch our back, we're going to be dead, just like all the other prophets, amen, that came before us, amen, hallelujah, good God Almighty, oh God, now there is a scripture, amen, that tells, amen, where the preachers get this money gig from. Because God did not tell us we was going to be rich. Why would he tell you that? And he already told you that it's going to be nearly impossible for a rich man to go to heaven. Amen. He didn't say that he wasn't going to go to heaven. He said it's going to be nearly impossible for him to go to heaven because of his riches. Can I get a witness here? He's not going to want to part with his riches. Amen. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me here. But here's something here. Amen, that most of the preachers never speak on, amen, and if they do speak on it, they don't tell what's going on here, amen. We're talking about the temptation of Jesus. Now, I gave you the blessings, what God told you you're blessed with. He ain't never tell you was blessed with riches and materialistic stuff of this world. Amen. The blessings he's talking about are spiritual in the heavenly places. Amen. The words that he's speaking of you. Amen. He's not talking about the words that individuals are speaking of. He's talking about the words that he's speaking towards you, towards the angels in heaven. Hallelujah. When I look at this chapter 4 of St. Luke. Chapter 4 of St. Luke. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God never promised us the world, but somebody else did promise us the world. Let's look at it. Amen. In the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, starting at verse 5, the scripture says this. It said, and the devil, taking him up into the high mountain. Amen. A mountain was always a symbol, amen, of some kind of a kingdom, a capital city. Amen. A capital city of a kingdom. Amen. Showing unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He didn't say one kingdom. He said all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And he said, and the devil said, not God, the devil said unto him, all this power, ain't that what people want? Authority, power, amen, to tell the world what to do. That's what they want, amen, and they can get it if they have money. Oh, God, you say, all this power will I give thee. He said, I'll give it to you, Jesus. He said, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will, I give it. He said, I'll give it to whosoever I will. Amen. And I will give it to you, Jesus. Oh, God. He said, well, wait a minute, Jesus. There's a condition. If you want these riches, if you want these worldly goods, if you want these materialistic things, there's a condition I got to tell you about. Can I get a witness here? I got to tell the people out there about this condition, amen, that the devil have, that diabolical hell, amen. Can I get a witness here? I said diabolical hell, amen. Oh, God, he have a condition. He want you to know about, he said in verse 7, he said, if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. If thou will serve me, all of this will be yours. Do you hear me out there? If you want the world, you just serve Satan like you're doing. If you want that nice car, you just serve Satan like you're doing. If you want that nice house, you just serve Satan like you're doing. If you want them nice women, you just serve Satan like you're doing, amen. And the devil will have way with you, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, replied to Satan's offer, hallelujah. I said, Jesus replied to Satan's offer. Oh God, verse 8. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me. To me, Satan, adversary. Can I get a witness here? He called diabolical the adversary. He said, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Oh God, I don't know who you serving today, church. Hallelujah. I don't know who we out there serving, amen. But it's surely not serving Jesus Christ, amen. By wanting this world and by wanting all of the things that's in the world, go ahead and follow Satan. Go ahead and follow diabolical, because diabolical is the one that offers you these things. But if you want to be blessed, amen, lift your eyes and your ears up to the Lord Jesus Christ, that Christ can give you his happiness, that Christ can speak well of you in heavenly places. Can I get a witness here? And when you be able to go up to heaven, amen, the angels can look at you and tell you, I have heard of your name. I have heard of your service. I have heard of your worship, because you have been been spoken of. You have been blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. Come on in, son. Come on in, daughter. I heard a word or two of you. How you was preaching the word. How you was explaining the word. How you was teaching the people. How you was anointed on this earth. How you told the truth regardless of all the people, regardless of what they wanted to say about you, regardless of what they was talking about. I heard you was blessed. I heard you had understanding. I heard God made you see the truth and the blessing and the happiness that he gives, and not the enemy. Diabolical, because diabolical is trying to deceive God's people. Diabolical is trying to corrupt God's people into going after the gods of this world, the materialism of this world, so that they will not be able to understand the true blessings of God, and that the truth may be told.